950 KMAN.
Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. My name is Brandon Peoples, and today I'm joined by Raleigh County Police Department Captain Josh Kyle here as we get an update from Raleigh County Police. Captain Kyle, thanks for being here, first of all.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, you're here kind of on a pinch-hitting basis here because normally we talk to Brad Schoen in this slot.
That's right. I'm like third or fourth string. I don't know which. So I'll do the best I can and try to cover as best as I can.
All right. And, of course, he's announced his retirement. We're going to talk about him quite a bit here and the transition going on there. But his retirement officially underway at the end of this month, right?
That's correct. His last official day is December 31st. And, obviously, we wish him well. We've had a number of different ceremonies kind of celebrating the transition from Director Schoen to Dennis Butler. We're really excited. It's a very exciting time for us. This is not something that we go through very often. We have the good fortune of not changing chiefs all that regularly. I know some agencies go through that, and it can be, for lack of a better phrase, disruptive or take a while to get movement moving forward with the organization. But we are really excited. We've celebrated the administration of Schoen, and there's a lot of things that we've accomplished. We've reviewed some of those accomplishments this last couple of months, and now we're looking forward to Dennis getting on board. We hear great things about him. We've all been introduced, and we're really excited about the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be a different transition here, and we'll get to him in just a moment, but I know that New Year's Eve is a big holiday. A lot of people are going to be out and about. Want to talk a little bit about holiday and just being safe out there on the roadways.
Right. One of our primary concerns as an agency is traffic safety. And so we're always concerned during the holiday season. There's a couple of things we're talking about. Weather. I mean, you guys have been discussing that. It gets really inconsistent this time of year. I noticed my car was slipping a little bit on the way here. We got a lot of rain, and then it froze overnight. And so you always have to be a little bit careful during this time of year with the weather changing so frequently. But also, holiday season is where people like to celebrate, and so we want people to do that, be responsible with that. And also, I think the best advice I've ever heard is plan ahead. If you know you're going to go out and have some fun and do some drinking, plan ahead and ask yourself the question, how am I going to get home, and what am I going to do if that falls through?
Yeah, and of course, it's all about safety here. You don't know. You know, it's always best to just keep your keys, give them to somebody else,
right,
maybe that's not drinking.
Yeah. There's a lot of different things that people try. The thing that hits me at the top of my head is sometimes, especially this time of year, there's a high demand for transportation. And so once the party stops, everybody's trying to get home at the same time. So if your plan is I'm going to use a rideshare program or taxi or whatever it is, that may not be available right at the moment that you need it. So what's your backup plan if that falls through?
Yeah, and I always like those commercials this time of year when they say, you know, if you want a free ride, basically you'll go to jail, but if you're drinking and driving, so
yeah, it's not a good way to get a ride. It's very expensive.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So will you guys have extra officers out then on New Year's Eve?
Oh, absolutely. There's a celebration down in Aggieville every year for New Year's Eve, and we'll have extra officers in Aggieville for that.
Okay. Well, just a reminder to people, just don't drink and drive. It's not worth it, first of all. You could kill somebody, and you could obviously do a lot to damage your driving abilities. So that's come up. Did you guys have any issues here with the Christmas holiday? Any issues as far as pulling over DUI drivers, anything like that?
Well, I'm a little bit out of the loop as far as operations are concerned. I'm over in the administration division right now. I do know that this time of year is one where we get a lot of scams. It seems like this season started off really heavy with a lot of scam alerts, and I started getting some strange phone calls myself. So I think that's out and about and been really active. And then, of course, the other thing that people are concerned about is package thefts from houses.
Yeah, that's something we've been highlighting here a lot, porch pirates and making sure, having best practices here for if you do get deliveries. And I think we talked to an officer last week who says it's always best if you have, talk with your neighbors.
Yeah, there's this interesting thing called knowing your neighbors. Something that we don't do as much these days, but knowing your neighbors can really help. I know that's what we did. I came home recently, and there was a whole bunch of packages in the house because we have a neighbor that watches out for us and takes care of some things, and that's a really great way of avoiding those kinds of thefts. And I think the other thing, if maybe you don't feel like you don't know your neighbors really well, there's something called Nextdoor. It's an app that the police department's heavily involved with. It's kind of like a social app for neighborhoods. And so it's a way that you can communicate with your neighbors over a social media app. And it's really great. That's actually how we communicate with a lot of our neighbors. We met face-to-face, but then a lot of the details, you can privately message each other if you're going to be out of town and ask them to watch your place, that kind of a thing. And then you get updates about the neighborhood that's put out by the City of Manhattan and Raleigh County Police.
And you mentioned, you know, scams. We see this all the time here. Financial crimes seem to be prominent this time of year. What are some maybe new types of scams you've seen here recently in the news that maybe we don't normally see?
Well, it seems to always be a variation of the same thing. And the same thing is somebody's going to call you, pitch you under a tremendous amount of pressure. They're going to say that they're from this organization, some sort of government organization. And it gets really tricky. Sometimes they figure out a way to use the phone number of an organization. Sometimes they'll use the name of a person that works with the organization, just things that they pull off online. They get this information. And then they'll use that to try to sound official. And they may mention a specific local agency, they may mention a federal agency, but there's all these different variations of the same idea, and the same idea is this. Somebody you don't know, never heard of before, had no idea that this was going on, contacts you over the phone and starts putting you under a lot of pressure, telling you you need to send funds to another location and you need to do it right now, or you're going to get arrested, or your cousin's going to get arrested, or you know something really bad's going to happen. So you need to send this money now. Well, if you get a chance to think about it, first off, you probably didn't do anything wrong, so why would this person be calling in the first place? Secondly, I don't know of any organization that's legitimate that's going to call you on the phone and start putting you under a lot of pressure and then want you to send a money order somewhere. That just doesn't happen. That's not how these organizations work. So I think just being skeptical. And sometimes one little trick that I use, and I know a lot of other people use it, is if I get a phone call and I don't recognize the number, I just don't answer. If it was really that important, they'll leave a message.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's not just only this time of year. I mean, we got tax season coming up. Mm-hmm. That'll be an issue, I'm sure, coming up at tax season, people trying to take your tax returns.
Absolutely. It'll fire up all over again. You start getting these IRS calls, and there's a problem with your return and just all kinds of things.
Yeah. Well, just be on alert. Make sure you're not giving out information you don't need to. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about the transition going on there at RCPD and what's coming up on Monday. We'll preview that coming up next here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.